Home Warranty Company HVAC Contracts. The real math before you sign up. How home warranty contractor networks actually work for a new HVAC shop. How to get on their list. What the flat rate pay and pre-authorization process really look like. And when this work is worth it versus when to walk. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A home warranty is a service contract a homeowner buys that promises to repair or replace covered systems when they break. The warranty company doesn't own trucks or techs. They farm the actual work out to local contractors like you. When a customer's furnace quits, the company dispatches it to a contractor on their network. You go diagnose it, and the company decides what they'll cover and pay. You're the labor. They're the middleman holding the customer relationship and the checkbook. The big national names you'll run into are American Home Shield, Choice Home Warranty, First American, and Cinch. There are dozens of smaller ones too. They all run the same basic model with their own twists. Who it's for slash when it makes sense. This is volume work, not premium work. It makes the most sense for a brand new shop with open calendar space that needs to keep a tech busy while you build your own customer base. The phone rings without an ad budget, and every house is a chance to meet a homeowner who could become a real customer later. It does not make sense as your main income, and it's a bad fit if your schedule is already full of your own well-paying calls. The pay is thin. The rules are rigid, and you give up control. Treat it as filler that keeps the lights on, never as the foundation. How to get on their list step by step. Apply through the company's contractor or service provider portal. Each warranty company has a sign-up path for contractors who want dispatches. You'll create an account and submit your business info. Have your paperwork ready. They'll want your license where required, proof of general liability, workers' comp if you have employees, your W-9, and often your EPA 608. Keep PDFs in one folder so you're not scrambling. Pass their vetting. Most run a background check and verify your insurance and license are current. Some want a few years in business. A brand new LLC may get pushed to a smaller regional network first. Agree to their rate structure. Before they send a single call, you accept their pay schedule. The flat amounts per job type. Read it. This is the number that decides whether the whole thing is worth it. Take your first dispatches and build a track record. Early on your fed calls and watched. Show up on time. Close clean. Keep callbacks low and the volume grows. Burn them on response time and the dispatches dry up. What it actually pays slash the fee model. Here's the part nobody tells the new guy. You are not billing your normal rate. You're paid a flat amount the warranty company sets per job. And it is low, often well below your retail price for the same repair. A capacitor or contactor swap you'd happily book at your normal diagnostic plus repair price might pay a flat figure that barely covers your true hourly cost once you count drive time. The homeowner's service call fee goes to the company, not you. Your money comes from their flat rate schedule and only for what they authorize. And that's the catch with the most teeth. Pre-authorization. You diagnose the problem, then submit the repair and parts and wait for the company to approve it before you fix anything. They may cap what they'll authorize, substitute a cheaper part, deny the claim over a pre-existing condition or lack of maintenance, or offer the homeowner a cash out instead. Until they say yes, you don't get paid to proceed. The headaches and how to handle them. Capped and denied authorizations. The company controls the dollars, and they look for reasons to limit them. You'll diagnose a dead compressor and get told they'll only cover the part, not the refrigerant, or they'll deny it as a maintenance issue. Document everything with photos and model slash serial numbers so your diagnosis is bulletproof, and never start a non-covered repair until the homeowner agrees in writing to pay you directly for the gap. Low flat rate pay. You can't change their schedule, so manage it on your end. Batch warranty calls into the same part of town on the same day to kill drive time, and know your true hourly cost cold so you can tell instantly when a job pays under your floor. Pre-authorization delays. You're standing in the customer's house unable to finish until the company answers the phone. Never promise a same visit fix on warranty work, and tell the homeowner up front that your warranty company has to approve the repair first. Slow pay. Warranty companies pay on their own clock, often 30 to 60 days after the job closes, and short pay or kickback invoices over paperwork nitpicks. Invoice the day you close, submit exactly the documentation they require, and keep a running aging list so a forgotten check doesn't slip 6 months. Callback rules. If the same unit fails inside their callback window, you may have to go back for free, and a high callback rate cuts your dispatches. Repair it right the first time, and note any other failing components on the original visit so a second problem doesn't look like your bad work. The upsell tightrope. The honest money in warranty work is the non-covered repairs the homeowner pays you for directly, plus the relationship. But push too hard and you'll get reported for selling unnecessary work. Present the covered repair straight, then offer legitimate non-covered improvements as the homeowner's choice, never as a scare tactic. Tips and gotchas. Get the homeowner's direct number. The warranty company owns the dispatch, but a customer you treated well is yours to keep for future cash work. Always confirm the model and serial and photograph the data plate before you call in a repair. Vague claims get denied. Know which job types pay so badly you'd rather decline them. You can turn down dispatches without being dropped, as long as you're not constantly bailing. Keep warranty receivables on a separate aging report. Their slow pay will hide in your books if it's mixed with retail. Bottom line, home warranty work fills empty days on a new truck and puts you in front of homeowners without an ad budget. Nothing more. The pay is flat and thin. You don't control the authorization, and you'll wait a month or two to get paid. Take it when your calendar has holes. Run it lean. Protect yourself on every non-covered repair, and never let it become the business you depend on. The day your own phone rings enough, you scale it back.